What's happening now is an interview with Matt Pullman, Emergency Services Director for Lake County. And I think you've been here at least once before, Matt. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah. I know that your work is generally very appreciated around the county. Do you want to first just talk about who you are and how you came to be at Lake County? And what does Emergency Management Director mean? It's something that has emerged, I think, in the last few years or decades. It didn't used to exist before. So tell us a little bit about the journey to get here.
Sure. So I started with the county in September of 2020, and I'm sure everyone remembers COVID.
Was that the immediate impetus for having was COVID, or was it unrelated to that?
It's unrelated.
Okay.
So emergency management has been around for a while, and BJ Colstead was the emergency manager for Lake County prior to me.
Okay.
And I believe there was someone prior to her as well.
Okay, so it's been around.
Yes, she did a great job and really kind of set the foundation for a lot of the work that I've been able to accomplish. So always very appreciative of her, and she's always been more than happy to help and to kind of lead me in a couple really positive directions. And I came here from South Georgia. I was working with public health and kind of was introduced to this role through COVID, and that was when we were setting up all the county point of dispensing and putting all the COVID vaccine clinics together and making sure that the community was getting that information, knew where to go, and working really closely with public health. They were kind of spearheading that and really just helping our county and making them more secure and safe and healthy was our main goal. So
yeah, so when I think of emergency services, I guess I go to like wildfires and floods, but it seems like there is a public health emergency would be another one. So what is the scope, kind of unlimited, or is there how would you encapsulate what is considered an emergency in Lake County?
Right. There's a lot of broad definitions about emergency management and what it really is. And sometimes people will say it's local FEMA, but it's really not. FEMA comes in when really bad things happen.
Yeah.
But emergency managers are there to really support first responders to make those MOUs that we need for support, to really pull in resources that can help during a major event. I'll just use a couple that I've worked on throughout my time in the county was obviously the Greenwood Fire. So working with our federal and state and local partners and ensuring that we had the resource that we needed and our people were safe. And so evacuations and shelters were set up and people were getting on-time information. For that one, we actually set up an outward-facing website on our Lake County website that showed where the fire was and where people were kind of on the evacuation map. And we used something called Ready, Set, Go. So people were aware if they were about to be evacuated so they could start getting all their things ready. And then Tall Ships was something that you wouldn't typically considered an emergency, but since it was such a large event in our area where we do have relatively limited resources, it is a smaller city and a smaller county population-wise, and
right.
Obviously land-wise is quite large, and there's a lot to cover. But so that took a lot of planning. I believe our planning started 8 months before, just to make sure that we had all the traffic routes ready. We had all our outside resources, police and fire ready and EMS. And so just really collaborating and coordinating and a lot of kind of resource guiding, I would say, is the major part of emergency management. And I just try and make those connections and just stay connected to all of our partners and just really bring everyone together and having those conversations before something does happen, probably.
Right. It seems like the main thing is communication, like how to communicate in the event of something unexpected.
Yes, absolutely. Emergency managers don't handle kind of more day-to-day, traffic accidents and things like that, but we're not first responders. We're not first boots on the ground, but for something larger, that's where we step in.
So I got to ask, do you like lie awake at night and worry about the responsibility or not? What a question, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
I think that would be pretty damaging.
It would be. That's why I asked about it. I just thought, oh, no, I hope you don't feel responsible for everything.
No, I think I do a good job kind of compartmentalizing and knowing when I think I know when to worry most.
Right.
And right now, you know, it's been some rain and some snow in the last couple of weeks. So our drought outlook looks a little bit better right now. Before that, it was not looking great. Looked like the fire season was going to be very active very early. So we're hoping to get through the green up just fine and have enough precipitation. I'm sure everyone remembers last year where we went through very long periods of high drought and extreme drought, kind of bookended by the floods that happened in the middle of the summer. And that was another thing last year where we had another response. So I've been here 5 years, and I believe we declared emergencies 3 times, 2 for floods and 1 for fire.
Okay. Now, I have to say, so yesterday I was driving west of Duluth and driving through a terrific thunderstorm. I mean, it was ground to sky lightning and hail so loud, I thought it was damaging the car. And, you know, sometimes you just hear warnings all over the radio. And I was listening to the public radio the whole time, and there was nary a single break to talk about, you know, what was really becoming quite dangerous on the road. So I'm just always wondering, like, how do they, I mean, obviously there are always gaps. There's always a system. But, you know, how well do you think people are informed? Nothing is perfect. But, you know, what's the change between now and 10 years ago?
That's a great question. I'm surprised you didn't.
I'm surprised, too. I mean, usually you just hear cuts into the. I wonder if it's that things are popping up so quickly on the radar that they are actually not getting into system or something.
Yeah, so the Weather Service has pretty strict parameters about when they issue warnings and watches. And I'm not sure if we reach that threshold of where they send out alerts. We, as an emergency manager and some people around the county, we have, it's called Slack, and it's a communication channel. And we're able to get kind of real-time updates on those. And then I monitor those daily and make sure if there's anything really big coming to let people know and to really keep my eye out.
And what are the channels in Lake County to let people know? Like, how would they know?
Right. So Everbridge is one of our main tools that we use. So I'm sure people have gotten messages from me through Everbridge, which is a phone call and a text message about emergency alerts and kind of anything major that's happening. So anyone in Silver Bay, a couple months ago at this point, there were 4 or 5 water mains, I think, that broke at the same time. And the city really wanted to let people know to limit water and showers and things like that. So anyone that was in Silver Bay received those messages through our Everbridge system, which is an opt-in system. So if anyone is interested in signing up for those, it's on the Lake County website. And just real quick, just make a profile and then just sign up for our emergency alerts. And then on the other side of the opt-in, we have something called iPause. And that's a federal program. So anyone who's ever received an Amber Alert or they do tests from time to time, anyone who's ever received, that's a federal tool that we use through Everbridge, and that targets cell phone towers and geographical locations. So we're able to zone in on that. I will just say a quick caveat, it's not always perfect. Mm-hmm. During the Greenwood fire, we were sending out evacuation notices near Isabella, and it reached all the way to Ely. So that was very stressful for them, and I received a lot of phone calls about that. So it can be a little bit sporadic at times, but at least it reaches where it's supposed to reach it and who it's supposed to reach 90% of the time or 99% of the time. It might just go a little bit outside the scope.
Meaning people got evacuation notices that shouldn't, like they were outside the scope of the evac.
Yes, but everyone that was in the scope got it. So
so you erred on the side of caution, basically.
Yes, and that's not always our doing. It's it's really those cell phone towers and signals. And
right.
It's a little bit above my head. I just know the basic kind of workings, but the higher level technology is something that I think we have specialists that understand a lot of that.
And is emergency systeming in general countywide, like you're for the county, so they do the... Or is it more of a regional thing or more of a district thing, or is it about the county?
Yeah, so each county has their own alerting system.
Okay.
And most of our region, the Arrowhead region, is on Everbridge. There might be a couple on Code Red still. But there's multiple alerting systems that counties can use. So it's not unique to Lake County. Every county has one to make sure that they can push out their messaging. And I think when I started this position, I think we only had less than 1,000 people signed up in Everbridge. And then after the Greenwood fire and really making that push, we're now over 5,500. So I just want to thank all our listeners and everyone out there. Thank you for signing up and, you know, making Lake County safer and more in the loop. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And having you've been in other places, not just northern Minnesota, how do you find us as a county as far as our emergency services and as far as our, you know, how well they're set up, but also how well they work, mm-hmm. and what does that depend?
Yeah, I think they work great. I've lived in a lot of different places,
yeah.
and have been in a lot of different EOCs and emergency situations with a lot of different emergency managers. And I think I've taken a lot of lessons learned and a lot of kind of action reports from incidents and kind of put all that together and came to Lake County and tried to implement some of the things I've learned and best practices. And I know there's still a lot to do, but, you know, it's progress over perfection daily. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, every emergency is different, and there will never be a perfect emergency response, as I'm sure everyone knows and everyone has seen, whether
right.
it be federal or local. But we, you know, just keep working on it and keep striving to do better every time. And overall, I think that Lake County has done a great job. The board's been very supportive of my efforts and county administrator, and feel like we work really closely together. And Two Harbors Police and Sheriff's Office and fire departments around the county and the police departments around the county. And U.S. Forest Service is also a very big partner of ours, and they're always great to work with, and same as the DNR. So just a lot of moving parts, a lot of different people, a lot of different entities.
Yeah.
But there's never been a time in Lake County where I felt that, you know, we weren't collaborating together, and maybe there was egos involved or something like that. But it's never been like that. I think everyone focuses on a common shared goal, which is the safety and security of everyone in Lake County.
Yeah. One final question before we're almost out of time, but is there any unfinished business that you think still needs to come, like another step up that needs to be taken, or you feel like we're in a pretty good place?
No, I think there's always room for improvement, as I said. And one thing that we're working on right now is our community wildfire protection plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been outdated for a little while, but we are starting to get the wheels turning on that. The county has contracted with a local planner to really take us up another level on that. And grant funding is very uncertain at this point.
Right.
But that is one of the main documents that we need for all our FireWise grants. And then also the Forest Service works off that CWPP as well. So I would say that is probably the biggest thing that I have on my agenda that I really want to get done.
Focus on the fire. Thank you so much.
All right,
speaking
thank you.
With Matt Pullman, Emergency Services Director, Emergency Management Director for Lake County. Yep, thanks so much, Matt, and we'll maybe have you again.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.